attorney, advocate, author, public speaker, The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600. Flip that switch and turn on your brain. Here is Lisa Wexler.
They handed out 850,000 N95s yesterday, another 890,000 or so coming out today as well, doing everything you can to make sure that you can stay safe during this spike in COVID infections. I urge our municipalities, when they get these, you know, hundreds of thousands of tests, and when you receive them, make sure they go to folks as a priority in need. If you're showing symptoms, get a test. If you're going to be going into school on Monday, public safety worker, forward-facing public folks, feel like you may have, you know, something going on, get a test. Otherwise, if you can hold off a little bit, we're going to have a lot more tests in the next couple of weeks, but that would allow us to prioritize people that are most in need.
That's Will?
We got enough tests to be able to do that.
Hi, welcome to the show, 203-333-9422. I think we're going to be hearing from Will Haskell, who's been making some breaking news with respect to his decision not to run right now. Is that Will? Okay, Will Haskell. Will, hello. State Senator Will Haskell on the line. Hello, and thanks for calling in to let us know in your own voice this breaking news that you've decided not to run. Tell us about it, and congrats. Congrats on the future. I know you're engaged. You got a lot going on. Congrats.
Well, thank you so much, and Happy New Year, Lisa, to you and to your listeners. So grateful for the chance to call in and let the folks I represent know that I love this job so much. I've been tremendously honored to be their state senator over the course of two terms. I'm so optimistic about Connecticut's future, and all those reasons make it really hard to decide to take a step back and not run for re-election in 2022. But I've decided to go to law school to live a little bit closer to the person that I love, that I recently got engaged to. And, you know, I hope to come back to politics eventually. So this isn't goodbye. It's very much just see you later.
So I love that, right? It's like, see you later. We'll be back. Or what are they like, you know, like all of them, like au revoir, right? Doesn't mean goodbye. It means till we see each other again. So Will, we're chatting with Will Haskell, 203-333-9422. So can I call you Will now, or shall I should still call you Senator Haskell? You're still Senator Haskell. Until.
First of all,
we want to hear about her. Okay, let's hear about the gal that you're marrying. We want to hear all about her. What does she do for a living? Does she like being a politician's wife? Let's hear about it.
Well, she's not a wife just yet. So, Katie Spectacular. We started dating in high school. We were physics partners our senior year, and she is a graduate of law school herself. She just became a lawyer and works at something called the MacArthur Justice Center, where she represents folks who have had their constitutional rights violated, many of them who are currently behind bars. So Katie's work is really interesting, and it's part of the reason I'm so excited about the opportunity to go to law school. Having watched her go through this really fascinating 3 years, I was, you know, we were often during the pandemic both working from home, getting to learn more about each other's jobs and each other's lives, and I just think that the work that she does is fascinating.
So you know, I'm a lawyer. Obviously, you know, I'm a lawyer. I'm a judge, right?
Of course.
I went to NYU Law, and that is a place where if you're interested in doing public interest work, you couldn't be in a better place. They have the Ruth Tilden Scholarship that goes way, way back for people who only wanted to do public interest. And it's the center. It was one of the original, I think, forces behind the Innocence Project. I mean, it's always devoted tremendous resources to civil rights and justice. Is that one of your choices?
Absolutely. I was accepted to NYU just 2 weeks ago, and I'm really excited about that opportunity. It's high on my list, Lisa. So you and I should talk maybe off air about your experience.
Yeah.
There, so
well, I mean, I hated law school. Life. You're going to like law school. You're probably going at the right age. I hated law school. You know what? When I went to law school, this is true, Will. So this predates computers because obviously I'm a dinosaur. And it's still, though, NYU Law is still in Vanderbilt Hall, right on Washington Square Park. And there was a law library years ago. Nothing was on computers. You had to go to the books. So there is this very big thing that everybody does first year law. It's called moot court competition, which you're going to do. And it's a big competition. And You have to find the cases that are relevant to be able to write your brief. But in those days, there were books. And so this is a true story, Will. So when I went down to the caves where the books were, and I opened the book and finally found the relevant case, it was razored out of the book.
You are kidding. By a competing student or something?
Obviously, what we used to call a throat in those days. Yes, as in cutthroat.
Bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought I was leaving one cutthroat business. You're telling me I'm going into another.
Don't you know that lawyers become politicians? It's the same people, Will.
Yeah, this time it's the other way around.
I know, but it's all the same group. It's the same DNA. Anyway.
That's true.
But listen, thank you for your service to the community. You know, you made a great impact. I didn't always agree with you issue by issue, but I have to tell you that everybody who has seen you has admired your talent. You have political talent. You get out there and you talk to the people and you're able to explain your point of view and why you want your public policy to pass. People agree with you, they agree with you. They don't agree with you, they don't agree with you. But you are a very talented politician, Will. You are.
Well, thank you so, so much, Lisa. You know, I've learned a lot in this job. I've learned about Connecticut. I've learned about democracy. I've learned about myself. And, you know, I'm really grateful for all the folks who showed up at town hall meetings or who gave me their honest feedback at when I knocked on their front door, whether they agreed with me or not, especially actually when they didn't agree with me. I learned a lot from them, too. You know, their voices at town hall meetings, the hundreds of town hall meetings that we held.
Yeah,
it was a really important one. It pushed me to be a better state senator. So I'll just be forever grateful for this opportunity. I hope to come back to Connecticut and to come back to politics eventually. And in the meantime, I just want all my constituents to know how honored I was for the chance to serve in the state Senate. And by the way, not going anywhere just yet. We've got a big session coming up. Cases are on the rise in Connecticut. There's a lot of problems that are short-term and long-term that need to be solved. So I'm looking forward to working really hard during every moment that I'm in this job.
I know that you will. And on that, I would just like to make a pitch for returning to in-person meetings and the public being able to participate in Hartford. You know, this thing is sweeping through us like crazy. It's probably going to be almost over within a month in the sense of this torrential amount of cases. And then a lot of us are going to have immunity to it, and we're going to be used to it. And I personally miss those in-person gatherings, and I'm hoping that as a legislator you'll advocate for being able to be in person.
You know, I miss them too, Lisa. I hope you're right about the speed at which this this virus passes through Connecticut and then that we're, you know, with which we're able to move on. I love being in Hartford. I ran for office because I want to spend every day in that Capitol building, hearing from constituents during those public hearings and then meeting with my colleagues in the caucus room and on the Senate floor. Legislating over Zoom was not fun at all. Of course, it'll be decided by the legislative leadership, the Speaker of the House and the Senate President, but I've shared my two cents with them.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm so glad you came on. Well, of course, you'll be on between now and November, but wait a minute. If you're going to, are you planning on starting law school in September?
Yeah, so there'll be one semester where I'm, you know, doing double duty. It's a time when the Senate does not typically meet. And luckily, since it's just New York, like thousands of my constituents, I'll be commuting in every day. After that, I'll be out of office in January.
You'll be out of office in January. And also because it's an election season this year and you're not running, a lot of your colleagues are busy running. So I bet they make it a lighter agenda for the fall in terms of what you have to do. Right?
That is certainly true. And by the way, you will be seeing me on the campaign trail for, the folk, whoever takes over the mantle and decides to run. That's not my announcement to make, but whenever they do, I look forward to campaigning for the person who I think is going to do a great job for our community in the Senate.
Hey, Will, can you tell us now with the redistricting, what towns specifically will be in your district to be able to vote for your office in November?
I'm so glad you asked. So the look of the 26th district changed just a little bit, as folks know, due to the redistricting process. It now includes all of Westport, all of Weston, all of Wilton, about half of Ridgefield, all of Reading, a portion of New Canaan, a portion of Darien, and a portion of Stamford. So it's a really interesting district.
Did it have Stamford before?
No, Stamford's a new addition. There are about 14,000 voters in Stamford. Of course, it's the fastest growing city in the state.
Right.
So they were just busting at the seams and in need of some additional representation. So it's the Glenbrook neighborhood of Stamford.
I was going to ask.
And Springdale.
Okay, the Glenbrook Springdale. Interesting. Okay. But you don't have Bethel anymore, right? That was part of the
district.
No,
that's exactly right. Bethel's no longer part of the district.
So yours changed a little bit and Tony Wong's changed, the 28th. That changed a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
You know, Fairfield County saw some big changes, all largely because of population shifts. We're a part of the state that's rapidly growing. And as a result, you know, these lines needed to be adjusted.
Yeah. All right. Well, Will Haskell, thank you so much for calling in. It is big news in our area. I bet some ambitious politicians are rubbing their hands together to figure out how they can take a now, you know, open seat for the first time in a long time. So and congratulations to you. And of course, you'll be on the show to talk about what's happening legislatively in the spring. But thanks for calling in.
Happy New Year, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year to you. Will Haskell on the Lisa Wexler Show with breaking news exclusively here on WICC. The Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.